Hello, I am Nimja, and this is School Property. This file will have you become property of the school and free for use by the teachers. It might take a while for you to realize how it got this far, so close your eyes and let me paint you a picture. It's taken weeks, months of misbehavior, being an annoyance in class, not finishing your assignments, and even some disrespectful remarks to the wrong people. You've been bad. Very, very bad. And it's taken a long time for the school principal to figure out what the best way was to put you in your place. What you didn't know, that it was a teacher catching you masturbating in one of the bathroom stalls, that actually cemented this punishment. Parents were called. Orders were given. You had to arrive early in the morning, 1.5 hours before school started. It was still cold then. You were let into the building, and not long after, a hood was placed immediately over your head. Marched through the school, you could hear the breathing of several teachers, the footsteps not far away from you, as you were slowly rough-handled deeper into the building. You could smell coffee. It was the only indication of where you ended up, because there was only one place in the building that smelled like coffee: the teacher's lounge. With the hood still over your face, obscuring your vision, some strings pulled tight so you couldn't take it off. Slowly, they were beginning to remove your clothes. It wasn't exactly gentle, but apparently they didn't want to tear your clothes to bits yet. One by one, each item of clothing was pulled away from you, leaving you exposed to the still cool air of the room. It was too early for the heating to begin. Pushed over and then pressed against a cold, solid desk, a surface that you knew all too well from the classrooms. And then, with a rope, your wrists and ankles were tied to the desk so that you were completely unable to move. Some care was taken that your ankles and wrists could be in these bounds for a very, very long time. And then, one of the worst things, you were left alone. With the hood still over your face, you could breathe, even if it was a bit uncomfortable, You could hear the teachers walking away, some getting coffee, others just checking post. Ruffling of paper, some muted conversations not far away. Sometimes you could hear footsteps getting closer and then going away again. Your body was slowly warming up the desk that you were tied to, and while it was a little uncomfortable temperature-wise, you could be here for a long, long time. Pity for you, this wasn't one of the shorter school days. Minutes began to pass, people moving around you. You heard the strange sound of a wooden ruler being placed on the table next to you. And then nothing. For a while again, frustrating absence of everything. Now and then people again came to walk close, probably looking at your naked form. Wonder if you started leaking on the table already. Well, who can say really what was going through your head? Some small whimpers, perhaps, that escaped your lips betrayed your inner feelings. But I'm sure you didn't want to give them the satisfaction of knowing what you were really feeling. Oh well. It was the first sharp spank of the ruler that took you by surprise. You hadn't even heard someone pick it up. The slap echoed through the teacher's lounge. You could hear how all the conversation stopped and then continued. Another sharp spank of the ruler, and again, momentarily, the conversation stopped, even shorter this time. It took only like 5 seconds before everyone continued to talk. The ruler was put down again and footsteps left. More footsteps came. Now that one had started, more. You could hear the wood of the ruler against the table you were on. The flat surface of the desk communicated the noise brilliantly. You almost wonder if the teacher who picked it up did so, sliding it across the surface on purpose. Another few sharp spank, 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 leaving lovely red stripes on your ass. Oh yes, this was going to be a long, long day. Time between events is difficult to measure when your emotions are all over the place. You don't even remember how many spanks you got with the ruler before the first teacher dared to slap your ass with the flat of his hand with a loud and solid spank that echoed through the room. By now there were less people. Lessons had started, some teachers had to go, others had this time still for themselves. You have no idea how many people were in the room exactly. Some were keeping very quiet. There wasn't much conversation at the moment, just here and there. Some irrelevant to you. Then you heard heavy footsteps, familiar ones. You had a very, very good idea who this was. You could hear the strange sound of a belt being pulled from pants. And then the immense sharp pain as that belt folded in half started to ravage your ass with slap after slap after slap after slap. There was so much frustration and anger behind those movements, so much pain being communicated to you. Slap after slap after slap at you sobbing on the table. But you didn't dare to yell out. You knew somehow that if you would say anything, it would just get worse. After the slaps, another hand started touching your ass. Slowly moving over the heat, welts, and bruises that were building there. They hadn't been gentle at all. The hand moved around your ass, up and down, even over your legs, and then noticing a very distinct heat, letting the tips of his fingers dance a little bit deeper, and immediately discovering how wet you had become. The fingers stopped moving immediately and withdrew. A secret had been discovered. Whispers. More whispers. Things you couldn't make out. Another firm slap with a flat hand on your ass as you got spanked again and spanked again. You could hear a breath quite close to your face, as if they were judging your reaction, feeling what you were thinking. This time, another hand felt between your legs and noticed that the opening of your pussy was definitely wet. For a moment, a rough finger was thrust inside of you to feel how much you had actually enjoyed this. It was quickly withdrawn and again spank, 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 spank. Then a hand actually started to finger you, pushing fingers in and out of your pussy, first one, then two, and it didn't take long before a third one joined, stretching you painfully with no regard for your own feelings. Your sounds were somewhere between two very extreme emotions. More hands began to touch you, rubbing your back, moving towards your tits, grabbing you, squeezing you, pinching your nipples. It must be at least three people touching you at the same time, but you had difficulty following all the hands. You could only imagine their expressions, the frustration that they had felt, and of course, a very different kind of frustration they were feeling now. You heard another sound of a belt being loosened. Then, the very distinct sound of a zipper managed to pierce through all the other sounds. You could hear whispering above your head. You couldn't make out the exact words. Your legs tensed up, of course, but several spanks, spanks, spanks made sure to put you in your place. Every time you arched your back, your tits were grabbed, your nipples roughly manhandled. Your ass was being pulled open, your pussy exposed, and you could feel something pressed against it that was definitely not a finger. Dripping wet between your legs, it did not have any difficulty. You have no idea who was there, which of the teachers that slowly started inserting his cock deep into your pussy and took what was simply school property. Whenever you made a noise slightly too loud, the side of the hood was slapped against your cheek. You knew to stay quiet. Thrusts began. Very quick, hard thrusts, not for your pleasure, just for theirs. It was almost disappointing how quickly this first one came. You could feel the quivering, then the soft movement stopping. Pulled out in a strange additional wetness between your legs. There was a strange silence after this. It's almost as if the others, some which would have been watching, wondered if it had gone too far. Then you heard another zipper. How much time had passed by now? The lounge was still not very full, but you knew it would almost have to be lunchtime, meaning that all the teachers came back. The second one replaced the first and started fucking you, taking you not giving you a single moment of rest. A different sensation, a different size. More force, more stamina as well. It didn't even register to you that they weren't using condoms. They were just taking you, using you as a completely disposable toy. In this moment, you were no more than school property and used to vent all the frustration that they had with you and all the other students. Your body shook on the desk as rough thrusts continued. This one was savoring it. Your young body compared to his. Deep, long thrusts, more and more. And you hoped he would be done before the rest would come. In the distance, you could hear the lunch bell. He kept on fucking you. Each and every thrust putting you in your place even more. You could feel how others started to grab your tits again, playing with your nipples just for the entertainment. Your body couldn't move. The table shifted ever so slightly as this school desk was not made for this kind of activity. The teachers, of course, knew that it would hold. Now you heard more voices. Lots, lots more voices. You could hear them coming into the room, stopping, noticing what was going on, and then continuing as if it was the most normal thing in the world. There was no rescue for you. Whatever was happening was accepted by all. And when the time finally came, he simply finished inside of you, pushing extra deep, giving you no respite, no rest, and then leaving you there dripping with his cum. You could almost hear how some of the conversation was much closer to you this time than this morning. As around you a semicircle had formed of people just looking, enjoying the entertainment, and some also wanting to join in. You heard more zippers, and slowly but surely, more and more came. You could hear the noise of some of them masturbating next to you. And after some grunts, you could feel the strange sensation of warm liquid landing on your back. It took you a moment before you definitely realized what it was. Another started fucking you, more started surrounding you. Time just blurred together as you were fucked one after the other, feeling cum covering you, and you could smell the distinct, strange mixture of all these different donations for the school property. There was no rest for you, At some point you must have fainted because you heard another bell and you couldn't even remember that another 4 hours had passed. Your body was sore and not just your pussy. You felt strange dribbling from another place as well. You don't even remember what they did there. It was quiet. After the last bell, even the teachers just wanted to go home to their own life. You, still there, tied up. Part of you wondered if you'd have to stay there until the next morning. You could hear that the cleaners were beginning to go about the school as well. Had they been told, would they find you here all covered, smelling, sore? I don't know. Perhaps they will. In a moment, this file will end. And where your mind is completely up to you. Wait.